basketball game. As you know, Coach Johnson has talked a lot about competing and being locked in. And clearly, Coach Johnson, your guys were. They were not afraid. They came in here and just a few lapses here and there. You got it down to two. I mean, your thoughts on your team's performance this afternoon?
I thought our kids played their butts off. I really do. I'm proud of them. I mean, this is one of the best teams in the country, no question about it. I know they're ranked in the top five, but they lost in the national championship game last year. They've got some pieces. This is a really special group that Macomb has, and we proved that we can play with anybody. We belong. We absolutely belong, and our kids should be really, really proud of their effort today. We played hard. You know, we just didn't make enough plays when we needed to, but we played our butts off, and we were locked in and focused. We just need to finish a couple plays, you know, and I think hopefully this lights the fire. We proved today. Now I hope that we all believe, you know. If we believe and we go down to Flint believing, it could be special.
It could be. And the fact that, you know, a close loss to Macomb keeps us in the conversation for an at-large bid, doesn't it, should we need it?
Yeah, I think it helps. Obviously, a win would have helped more.
Yeah.
The loss to Mid-Michigan, I think, hurts a little bit more now because we didn't get this one. But at the end of the day, man, I think we're in the top 20 teams in the country. And if the top 20 teams go, I think we absolutely deserve to be there, and I hopefully we take care of business in Flint and we don't put it up to some committee to have to decide. We've got to just win two basketball games in Flint next weekend, and if we do that, then we're going to Danville, and that's got to be the prize at the end of this tunnel, right?
Talk with me about the atmosphere in here today, Matt.
I don't even know what to say. I mean, Escanaba is freaking awesome. It's what a community we are lucky enough to live in, man. It really is incredible. Between the kids from the local high school stepping up, obviously the Escanaba Pep Band was incredible. Literally every team that comes into Escanaba says, we don't ever play in an environment like this. It's second to none. It's really, really cool. It's an awesome experience for our student athletes to be able to do this all the time. And it's cool for these visiting teams to come in and see how tight-knit and supportive our community really is. It's awesome. We can't thank you enough. They were the sixth man for us. It was loud. It was energetic. It's hotter than can be in here. I'm drenched. It's exactly what playoff basketball is supposed to be. And our community rallied around us, and there's no words, can't thank them. I mean, it was fantastic.
I mean, we had kids coming from as far away as Menominee and Norway and North Central. I mean, just kids from everywhere came.
Yeah, we're the UP's JUCO team, right? I mean, we're in. It's cool. It's been really fun to build this, and I'm proud of where we've gotten. Now we just need to take that next step. And the next step, I think, is in Danville. And hopefully we can make that happen.
All right, give your shout-outs.
Obviously, the Escanaba Band and their whole staff, what an incredible thing. That was awesome. All the people from our community that came out and supported us, we appreciate it. And all the people listening back home, you know, we appreciate your support and you tuning in. Obviously my wife and my parents and Drake and Lily were all here and my in-laws were here as well. So, I appreciate everything they do and the support that I get. So, it's been a heck of a year. We're not done. We got to go get two more,
Got to get at least two more. And then of course the girls, let's quickly mention that they have a big game here Tuesday night.
Yeah, if we can have this type of support and environment on Tuesday, that'd be awesome. Our women play 7 o'clock on Tuesday. I don't know for sure who, but I'm 99.9% sure it's against Grand Rapids Community College. And we'll GRCC come into town. We got to take care of business.
And congratulations to Mike Ponko and the Bay College Norse baseball team. 10-4 winners today.
Awesome. Go Norse. Nice job,
over
coach.
Penn State Beaverton.
Sweet. Sweet. Very nice.
All right. Go talk to you guys. Matt, I'll see you on the bus to Flint.
Sounds good, Jack. Thank you.
Okay.